Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Blanchard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Short. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Short. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mantle scores. Maris moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Blanchard for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanchard for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Serve goes all the way around to score. Boyer moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-1 in the game. Short hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Short reaches second base with a double. Boyer scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Marty Cutina now pitching. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Short scores. Kubek moves to second. It's 6-2, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kubek scores. It's 7-2, Yankees. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jablonski moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. John Briggs now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanchard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Serve reaches second base with a double. Skowron scores. Blanchard moves to third. It's 8-2, Yankees. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver now pitching. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Short hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lump fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Blanchard scores. Serve moves to third. One out. It's 9-2, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDougald bunts towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDougald for the out. Serve scores. Short moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-2, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Short scores. It's 11-2, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kubek moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Maris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 14-2, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Yankees. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Short hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley now playing first base. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss now pitching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McDougald strikes out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kubek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kubek moves to third. Mantle moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubek tags and scores. Mantle tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 15-3, Yankees. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Hector Lopez now playing right field. Tony Kubek now playing center. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kubek, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 15-4, Yankees. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Athletics 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Serve reaches second base with a double. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Daly for a passed ball. Serb moves to third. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Serb scores. That run is unearned. It's 16-4, Yankees. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elston Howard now catching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jablonski strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Quebec settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the Athletics 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Kubek hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Ned Garber. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field. Quebec settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lump strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 16, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.